Christmas tree comes to life. In Englewood, PA, the O'Connor family picked up a beautiful 8-foot, 2-metre Douglas fir for the family's Christmas tree. The tree had already been cut and bundled and was just waiting for a loving family to take it home. So they did. And they decorated their tree, stringing it with sparkling lights and ornaments. And very early Monday morning, it happened. Daughter Mary Kathleen O'Connor, 17, was doing her homework by the tree about 7 a.m. Monday, when, she said at the time, "This head just popped up. I was thinking, oh my God," and I screamed. Other family members came running. "We looked at it, and I thought it might have been a fake," said her father, Michael O'Connor, an attorney. "But then it moved its head, and I thought, holy geez, we're in trouble." Now, if that were the end of the story, you wouldn't be reading about it here. As it turns out, not only do the O'Connor family not know that the opossum, which is native to their area, is quite harmless, they apparently had trouble recognising one when it was staring them in the face. So Michael O'Connor was so confused he didn't know what to do. He called the police. But while he was doing that, Mom Patricia picked up the entire tree, stand and lights and all, and threw it outside into the front yard. A wildlife conservation officer came and took the 18-inch-long opossum a few miles away and released it.